Jacinta Parsons on ABC Radio Melbourne and Victoria.
Our next guest has been longing for a holiday, as have we all, but comes with some complexities when trying to find places to go because a member of her family is a wheelchair user. So she's come up with a really innovative idea. Victoria Eckenroth joins us. Good afternoon to you.
Hello, how are you?
Great to have your company this afternoon. Tell us your story.
Well, my husband is a person in a wheelchair. He has quadriplegia and a brain injury, so it makes life a little tricky when we want to travel. And we love to travel. We're both avid bike riders. But we live on the Mornington Peninsula, and obviously since the pandemic, we've all been locked down. And because he's so vulnerable, we've even added extra time. You know, if it's they ease restrictions, we'll give ourselves another 2 weeks. You know, so anyway, so I just thought, gosh, when the restrictions ease, how are we going to go out? Because everybody else will be out there. So I'm not trying to reinvent the wheel because home swaps have been around for a long time. So I just thought, well, I'll contact a few home swap companies and see if anybody can offer us a deal or help us promote this. So I was in contact with a few, but Aussie Home Swaps have come to the party and they've given free memberships for a whole year for anybody in a wheelchair. But the whole idea is, you know, traditionally we've always thought of swapping homes as like off to foreign destinations or long term. But this is like keep it local. Keep it, living on the peninsula. We'd like to just go hang out in a local suburb near the city for a week.
Absolutely. You know? And what's really crucial here is homes that are set
modified.
Up for wheelchair use. It's something I have to admit I hadn't thought of the complexity of that. When you're looking to go for a holiday, that it's really essential, obviously, that you're able to find accommodation that works for you.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it can be really difficult. What someone would think, oh, yeah, my house is fine, but
no,
you know, it's not.
No, it really...
the hotel, I've been in some horrendous hotels which say they are wheelchair accessible, but they haven't been. So,
tell me about that accessibility when you travel. How many hotels, I mean, surely that's one of the requirements of hotels is that they are accessible. Is it?
Well, if you're in the city, it's easy.
Yep.
But if you venture outside of the city, it's usually more difficult. Anywhere that's very touristy and has like a chain hotel, they have to abide by the regulations. But, you just can't venture off to somewhere unknown or, you know, it has to be very planned out.
And how do those I'm just trying to find the delicate way to not use company names, but ones that where you can hire homes from people around even this state, are there many that are available with the accessibility requirements that you have?
And it's really actually, if you go on some of those, it's very difficult to even find, you know, wheelchair user, wheelchair friendly. It's really difficult to find those, like the boxes to tick. You know? But, you know, there's so many of us in Melbourne that have modified homes.
What you have actually brought up, which I think is just brilliant, is, again, accessible homes being put onto this home swap website. It's Aussie Home Swap.
Yep.
What's crucial, though, for this to work, and they, as they've said to you, they're offering a year's free subscription for wheelchair users.
Yes, that's right.
Are there accessibility issues too? Do you know whether they've opened that up?
There's not too much on that because I did go on and register to make sure that we knew what we were doing.
Yeah.
We went on and there's a couple of buttons on there. One says wheelchair friendly and another one is wheelchair modified, which is more important because if you need an accessible shower.
Oh, yes. Yeah. You'd want to be talking to people who really understand what it means to be.
Yeah. Yourself with the person you want to swap with.
Exactly.
You know? Yeah. What have you got? What do I need? Yeah.
I think it's just so brilliant that you've thought of this idea. But again, it's really important that this message gets out so that there are people who can jump on and there are ways that you can start sharing houses and having the holidays that we are all desperate for when we can finally, even to dream of, Victoria.
At least, especially during the pandemic, if there is a scare, you know, we're not that far away, at least you can go home.